Rumpus time is over.
There's a new sheriff in town.
Luke! Luke's crazy.
Luke, the force is strong with you.
Did you hear that, Brian?
Luke, we're gonna have company!
Bad guys of the galaxies, beware! The defender of the universe is here!
In order to form a more perfect union.
Luke! Brian!
Luke Bryans!
One margarita, two margarita, three margarita shot.
Stop that! You're not going into a song while I'm here.
And now for something completely different.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Talking Heads.
Happy Thursday and welcome to another episode of Dueling Tangents. I am your host, Luke, and that is my co-host, Brian.
Brian, hey, I'm here.
How are we doing today?
We're all right. I'm running the board for the show today.
I was going to say, and then all of a sudden, normally you would like to open the show, and then you're like, no, you're in my position tonight, today, so you got to...
Tonight, it's all the same.
It's all the same.
It's all relative.
It's all Thursday.
Yeah. Welcome to Dueling Tangents,
yeah,
everybody.
But it's kind of weird, because I'm where you normally are, and you are where I normally am. So.
I'm where I normally am, too, but also, but only for the Devils,
right.
Which is weird, because I have a different type of consciousness during that. I haven't hosted a show from the board in a while. It's interesting.
It is an interesting take because I'm normally the one kind of in the driver's seat in that regard, and this is kind of weird for me.
I'm like, guys,
Ricky Bobby. What do I do with my hands?
You keep doing that with your hands because it's very amusing, and I like that. I like that's what you're doing, folks. He's just bringing his hands up to his face. In fact, we are far apart. This is the first time we've been together in the same room.
This is weird.
In 2 weeks now.
Yes, 2 weeks.
I am 20 pounds lighter. And
you look fantastic, man.
I don't feel it.
I was going to say, I wish you could feel as good as you're looking. But
I wish I could, too.
Yeah, but I'm glad to have you back in studio. The creative collaboration process with you is... It's fun over Zoom to an extent, but in person is just better.
Yeah, you need to get that in person. Plus, you know, having that dog in the background always barking really did just didn't really help with my concentration.
I thought you were going to bring Daisy with today, too, though.
I might eventually. You never know.
You
never
know
the situations. It'll be fun. Welcome to Dueling Tangents, everybody. We got a couple things to get to, including our wonderful special guest, David Bowen.
Yes.
David Bowen is running for lieutenant governor. He is a state rep currently. And one of my favorite guests that I've had in the studio several times over the years. So I can't wait to talk to that guy.
Yeah, I've never talked to him on the radio, but I have seen him speak a number of times in public, interacted with him in the past. So I'm very thrilled that he will be joining us towards the end of this hour, a little bit later, and updating us about his campaign for lieutenant governor and sharing what life is like right now on the campaign trail here in the state of Wisconsin.
Yeah, he does a really good job of billing himself as just a guy and a guy who cares.
Yeah, absolutely. He cares a lot, and I'll be really interested to hear about what he's running on and learning more about his campaign. But before then, you can join this great show at 844-967-2789. You're listening to us live on Devil Radio 92.7 FM here in Madison. We are broadcasting out of the Solidarity Realty Studios. We're also broadcasting on 1580 AM WTTN out of Columbus. And our sister stations launched just last week, the Shaw 101 FM in Waukesha and WAUK 540 AM out of Waukesha as well.
Yeah, give us a call, 844-967-2789. You can join the conversation here. We're going to start today, though, with some awesome new numbers. It's great.
The numbers are horrible, Brian.
It's great.
I'm still waiting. I'm waiting for the day where it kind of looks like they're starting to go down, because I have a feeling it'll kind of be like one of those roller coasters for a little while as we plateau. We're still going up. We're in the peak right now.
So when it goes down and we start receding a little bit, it'll be because of the actions we took and the precautions we took.
And everybody's going to think that, oh, it's over again, and then boom, they're going to go up again.
No, it won't be because of the precautions we took. It'll be because it's run out of people to infect, because we are not going to do anything about this virus, at least in this state, and probably the rest of the country.
Close to 70,000 infections of COVID-19 confirmed over the last 7 days here in Wisconsin, Brian.
Yeah.
Just shy of 70,000 over. We're just below 10,000 cases per day now.
That's a lot, guys.
It's not good.
Just so you know, in Madison, if you were maybe experiencing a little bit of traffic, it could be that they're handing out N95 masks. Michael Johnson's out there. I think he's probably done by now. Every time I've heard, Milwaukee's been giving out masks. The state's doing what they can to go and help people that actually give a crap about helping themselves, and a lot of those folks are left without. I know my mother-in-law went down the street from her house, and they were sold out in less than an hour.
Well, they're not even sold out. They're giving them away. And this is a baffling thing. So a little reporting I saw, Dan Schaefer over the Recombobulation area was sharing with his followers on Twitter. There was some deliberation earlier in the last couple months from the Biden administration of whether or not they should send every American N95 or KN95 masks. And the debate was pretty much halted and ended because several individuals in the Biden administration said, well, 50% of the population isn't going to wear a mask. You're just going to be sending masks to people that will not use them. And so what's the point of sending all those masks if they're not going to get worn? And so that was kind of the consensus that the Biden administration came to. But you are seeing hundreds of thousands of masks being delivered now through Governor Evers' administration here in the state of Wisconsin, and now seeing some federal distribution from the Biden administration. 500,000 masks, half a million masks were sent to Milwaukee to be distributed, given away. Anybody that wanted one could come and get one. Like you said, your mother-in-law tried to go get one. They were gone. Half a million masks gone like that. Because the consensus was, what's the point of sending these masks if 50% isn't going to use them? But the other 50% is. So I don't understand why they delayed this. I don't understand why we waited. Well, we experienced more than 13,000 cases in the last 24 hours again.
But again, I submit to you, what do they expect? Because they can't expect anything, because we're not going to do anything about it. Nobody's going to do anything about it, at least in this state. I'm referring to the hearing that we're talking about here. Yeah.
We're going to dive into that now, because that's the hard part, Brian, is we're fighting this pandemic with one hand tied behind our back, effectively, because Republicans are refusing to acknowledge the pandemic and things like let's, do we have the clip?
Can
we
share the clip? I have the clip. This is from, so we've been talking about the last couple of days about this hearing. The Republicans are trying to put through a proposal to allow you just saying that I was infected and I'm better now as also good enough as a proof of vaccine.
Oh, see, there several hearings have taken place. This is actually, that was earlier on Tuesday.
Oh, okay.
This was the hearing.
Going with what the Heartland Signal is saying on here on the.
Maybe it was.
It says Republican legislators in Wisconsin are advancing a bill to prevent businesses from acquiring proof of vaccination.
Yes, this is the vaccine passport.
This is the vaccine passport.
So there are two efforts.
There are two different. Thank you for clarifying.
As Wisconsin is experiencing roughly 10,000 new cases per day, rather than working to address to get more PPE to individuals to help slow the spread or encourage vaccinations further, because we still are only right around 3 out of every 5 Wisconsinites have received their first dose of COVID-19 vaccines. Rather than doing those things to address the problem of the spread, right now we have...
Or even offering an alternative that also keeps people safe.
Right, right. Well, instead, there are... having hearings on two separate proposals. The one would allow natural immunity to qualify as proof of vaccination or regular testing if employers were to require that. We do have an update. The U.S. Supreme Court has struck down the Biden administration's vaccine mandate. Yep. So that just came down in the last 30, 45 minutes. So I'm still reading more about that. All I know is that mandate has been struck down. But the second hearing, the one that this state representative was speaking at, was actually banning vaccine passports, which aren't a thing in the state of Wisconsin. So rather than addressing the problem of the spread of COVID-19, they are talking about banning something that maybe in the future might come, but
preventative
but
measures
it's not here.
For things that aren't here.
Correct.
Great job. This is Trieg Pronsky or Punchki. It doesn't matter. His name's Trieg.
No, it's Pronschinski, I believe.
Yeah, that's great. That's
Trieg
great.
This Pronschinski, guy, state representative.
Yeah. It doesn't matter, because after this clip, if you still have respect for this guy, even just listen. Oh my God.
So you ask, what are we going to do to stop the spread of the pandemic? And, you know, if you can't see the virus, if you can't see anything, how are you going to do it? How can you stop it? How? You physically cannot see the virus. You don't know if it's in this room or it's outside or if it even exists right now in here. You have no clue. How are you going to stop that?
Well, besides being scientifically stupid, that's just scientifically incorrect and absolutely stupid to say that. But I would counter with, I bet you he's really concerned with the salvation of his soul. But I can't see that soul. I can't touch it. I can't quantify it. But I'm pretty
sure there's no proof that it's in the room.
No
right
proof
there.
It's in the room right there. No proof that it's a good or bad soul. But I'm pretty sure that he would argue for the existence of a soul.
Maybe,
I don't even know that he could.
Maybe he sold it. Maybe it's gone. Maybe he doesn't have to worry about that. Who knows?
Doesn't matter. Maybe he sold it for that
allegedly.
Mullet he has.
I'm just saying allegedly.
Allegedly. Yes, but again, I know people with mullets who also would go, that's a stupid thing to say about science.
Right. Well, because
I can't see it. How can we fight it? Idiot. This person is a state representative. He's a state elected official. These people are the ones
they're the ones
making the laws for us.
Yeah. This is an individual responsible for lawmaking in the state of Wisconsin, Brian. And that's the thing, is there's just a total rejection of science, because I'm sure that if a doctor came back to him with a diagnosis of cancer, I don't think he'd be like, well, I can't see the cancer, so I don't believe the cancer's there.
I can't
see the oxygen I'm breathing right now, Brian. So how do I know that I'm breathing oxygen? Or you can't see the carbon monoxide in the room. How do I know the carbon monoxide's there and could kill me?
I mean, it's a
rejection of science, and it's one of two things as well. He either is that ignorant and is just broadcasting it out to the general public, or he's taking that tack and thinking that that's what his constituents want to hear. And that might be even worse. Because
it works, because he's getting he's elected, isn't he?
And he's got another genius proposal as well. Maybe we'll dive into that in this next segment.
That actually isn't that bad of one. But again, this dude doesn't understand that I can't see. He hasn't moved beyond object permanence. And you're listening to
Tangents
here on Devil Radio. My goodness. Give us a call, 844-967-2789. I see you guys lining up. We'll get to you in a little bit here.
Why not gargle